This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 811, how to move your understanding from podcast to pop culture. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a question from Lillian, who wants to know why, if she can understand 70% of the podcast, her listening falls apart when it comes to listening to real people and movies. Find out what to do about it today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I just hesitated because I couldn't run this morning because the air is so bad here. And that just throws me off if I can't exercise in the morning. Yeah, that sounds really insane. Selfish. The bigger issue is like the wildfires that are causing the hazy air, but... Wow.
I can't believe that's happening out there. So stuff's burning up out there. I mean, that's the gorge, the gorge outside Portland. Is that on fire? Wow.
Yeah, like a huge amount of the Columbia Gorge. It's insane. Some of the videos and the pictures and stuff that have been posted. I have like this favorite lodge next to this famous waterfall that I go to. It's like this restaurant. It's this old building from 1925, and it was in danger of burning. And like, I read this last night and I started crying. I was so sad. Oh. They saved it. They saved the lodge, but still.
Okay, good. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. Wildfires are a big thing out on the West Coast, and it's so scary. It happens in California, Southern California, Northern California. And I know a lot of people lose their houses. It's insane.
Yeah, it's insane. It's all over right now. Montana, Nevada, California. So that's not a thing on the East Coast. I never thought about that.
That's really not a thing out here. No, it's just I don't think we have the environment for it to spread. I think you guys have a drier climate.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, it's more humid out here. There's more humidity in the air.
True. Yeah. Oh, you're saved. You're saved.
Yeah. Okay. We've had a lot of natural disasters, but anyways.
Oh, God. Yes. Okay. You're not saved. Yeah. Everybody has natural issues going on right now, but that's a topic for another time.
That's a topic for another time. Today, we're talking about English. Woohoo!
Yeah. Woo. But also, maybe natural disasters in English.
Yeah. I love it. Well, how do we transition into the good news there? Because there is actually good news here. And that is the fact that you, Jessica, will be coming to Boston in October to be part of the second English adventure. So excited.
I am so stoked. I am so excited, you guys. I haven't even been to Boston before.
Oh my gosh. You've never been to Boston.
I've never been to Boston. I've been to New York. I've been to some places in Maine, but I've never been to Boston. So guys, I am going to experience this with you. Like, all of this excitement that you're going to have in discovery, I promise I will be mirroring and amplifying the excitement. I'm stoked.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm so excited for you to be with us on this trip. So guys, if you have not submitted your application yet, make sure you go ahead and do that because this episode should be coming out on September 19th, but tomorrow the price is going to go up. Okay, guys? So it's really important that today you submit your application and don't forget to submit your video introduction because your application is incomplete without your short video. Just a short video telling us why we should select you to be a part of this important group. Yeah.
And you know what, guys? Don't let the video scare you off. I feel like some people are like sort of nervous to make that step of the video. Guys, we're not looking for perfect English speakers. Exactly. If you're a perfect English speaker, this isn't for you. This is to help you become the English speaker you want to be, right? So in the video, guys, we can see who you are and we can see your excitement and your curiosity and motivation. So just show us yourself in that video. Yeah,
exactly. I love that. And we had some students in the previous group who's also said that they were nervous about the video. They thought, oh, I want to do it, but I'm scared. And then they pushed through those nerves. They did it and they were accepted and they were so happy at the end that they had pushed through out of their comfort zone. That's what this trip is all about, getting out of our comfort zones.
And really the video is like, you're proving to us that you are willing to do that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, some of the people that we chose to interview, like they just said like a couple times throughout their video, like they would have to stop and be like, I'm so nervous right now. I'm sorry. Yeah. But the thing is they kept going and they were honest about their feelings, their level, what they want, what their dreams are. And that's, you know, that honesty, that like genuine will to improve and learn. That's what we're looking for.
Exactly. And now those people who pushed through their comfort zone, submitted the video, came on the trip, and now they have a group of seven amazing friends around the world. They have this experience they've gone through and they have the English confidence to continue to get better. Guys, it's just a priceless experience. So go over right now to allearsenglish.com/Boston. You have about 1 day left before the price goes up. So go on over there now.
Oh my God. Nobody loves saving money like me. Guys, you need to do this today.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that coming on this trip to Boston is another thing that's going to help us with this concept of first listening shock. Isn't that right, Jessica?
Yes, guys, this is the thing. This is the big hurdle that is stopping you from getting into those conversations, from being confident and comfortable when you are among native speakers and traveling at work, wherever you are speaking English. It's the listening shock. It's that anxiety, those nerves that puts up that wall in your brain and you simply cannot go forward. You can't understand, let alone like answer and participate. So this listening shock. We had a really good, like specific email from a listener who experienced this, and it wasn't in person, which I thought was interesting. She experienced this via video.
Right. It can be experienced in person or on video. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and read this question so we can jump into answering it and we can help out this listener and anybody else who's struggling with this. All right.
Perfect.
So here we go. So yesterday I watched a couple of videos of two cute American athletes. From the videos, I feel that they enjoyed their time in Taiwan. However, I discovered that I couldn't understand what they were saying. It's really a big listening shock. Why do I say that? Well, I've been listening to All Ears English podcast for about half of a year. I can understand 70% of what you're saying. And I enjoy the content, but why couldn't I understand those videos? What's happening with my ears? How can I struggle with this big listening shock? Could you please give me some advice? Thanks for your hard work to bring us such a fantastic podcast. All right. Well, this was from Lillian.
Awesome.
Lillian, thank you for that message. Fantastic.
I just love that one question. What's happening with my ears? That's like the sweetest, like plaintive question. Okay.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like the first thing that came to mind when we were thinking about this was just the time put in. Okay. Like she says that she spent 6 months listening to the podcast. And I don't think the first time, Lillian, that you listened to the podcast, I don't think you automatically hit that 70% of comprehension. It probably took you a few episodes before you really understood most of what was happening. And that happens with, like, when we get into TV series. You know, this is why we recommend people to get into TV series, because the more you watch, the more you know the characters, are familiar with how they speak, the dialect, the rhythm, everything, the more you understand. So if you contrast that with just all of a sudden seeing these videos of people she's never met before, like she hasn't warmed up at all to what they're, to how they talk. So I think that was a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. So we call this like getting an ear for something, or building our ear for it, right? I love that term.
Building your ear. I've never heard that. Getting an ear.
Same idea, right?
But guys, I mean, this is a real thing. This happens to native speakers as well. There's a show that I started watching on Netflix called Chewing Gum, and it takes place on like an estate in London. And an estate in like in England is sort of what we would call like lower income housing. And anyway, the dialect is completely different to anything on BBC, like anything that you'll usually hear. So even me, a native speaker who's traveled, has British friends, it still took me a few minutes to like understand what they were saying. I couldn't understand when they first started talking because it's the shock. It was like, what? This is unfamiliar. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. And to remember that when you start listening to anything, so it's native speakers too that go through this, we have to get used to it. That's really the key point. I mean, hopefully that will boost your confidence a little bit, Lillian, to see things, you know, in a realistic way.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody does this. So as long as you don't let that anxiety control your future comprehension, if you're able to deal with that listening shock, right? Like in our course, we have step-by-step methods for how to deal with anxiety, how to start understanding the conversation. If you have a way to deal with the anxiety, then you can continue to understand.
Yes. Love that. Love that. So that's the first key right there. And then what else could be going on here, Jessica, that we could take as clues that Lillian could use to get better, to improve that listening shock?
Well, just the fact that she said they were cute. And this is a real thing, guys. This is a real, like, it happens to me. I think we can be distracted by visuals, right? So like on a podcast, and one way we tell people to become better listeners is by like put on a podcast, close your eyes, focus on that one skill of listening. When we involve more skills, more stimulus, more input, we are more easily distracted. And like, honestly, this is so true though. But if I meet someone that is like completely model perfect, beautiful, like example of a human being, I'm sort of like I get a bit like tongue tied. I'm like, is this a real person? Is this person talking to me? So like, it does happen.
I wonder what it's like to be that person, to see everyone just like fall in front of them and just go to like, just complete mush. You know what I mean?
Right? That would be everybody wants to be, you know, like the beautiful whatever person, but that would be tough.
You it's can't have a coherent conversation.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we call eye candy, right? When we see someone that's good looking.
Eye candy. Oh, that's a great idiom. Oh, God, that's awesome. But yeah, I mean, just that, like, that was her first description, right? These cute American athletes. I think she might have been distracted.
That's another thing to think about. And the other thing to consider, Lillian, is that on the podcast, so you said that you understand 70%, and that is awesome. That's what we hear from a lot of listeners. They say they understand 70 to 80 to 90%, and that's what we want for you guys. And, you know, part of the reason for that is that we do slight modifications in the way we speak, right? I use a bit of a stage voice. I don't slow down. I can promise you that. I speak at the normal speed, but I pronounce things, my words kind of more directly. I kind of bring them out a little bit longer. Does that make sense? I pull them out.
Totally.
I put more emphasis on them. Okay. How about you, Jessica? What do you do?
For sure. For sure. I definitely have more expression. And I think this sort of coming from a teacher background, right? You have an intuitive grasp of what may be difficult and not difficult to understand. So I definitely tend to emphasize words, which makes them slow, like longer and louder, words that I think might be difficult for students. Yeah. So I definitely do that. I think for the other podcast, for IELTS Energy, I interviewed a neighbor and friend, Carrie, and she definitely noticed that I do have a bit of a performance voice that I don't use all the time.
Yeah. Although I don't know that it would be that much different, my performance voice on this podcast, if I were presenting in front of a group of native speakers.
That's
true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's more about a performance voice and less about a teacher voice. You know, there are some podcasts That's out true. There that are just flat out boring, right? The teachers speak really slow and it's just boring. We don't do that, guys, because we think you can do better than that, right? You guys are intermediate to advanced and you can do better.
Totally.
But there is an aspect of performance in our voices that you won't see just on everyday conversations. Yeah.
Definitely. It's not about teacher speak. We're like, we speak quickly, right?
Yeah,
I'm not slowing down. It's just, I think the emphasis, the expressiveness that is different. But so yeah, it's not a teacher voice. It's like, it's a public speaking voice.
Yeah, exactly. And that's normal. That's normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
Totally.
Anything else that Lillian should be keeping in mind here to know why this first listening shock is happening? What's wrong with her ears?
That's so adorable. So, I mean, those are the big three reasons, right? And if we know those beforehand, if we know these things going in, then you have control over the situation. All right. So one thing, Lillian, to keep in mind is that don't stop listening to All Ears English. Like this is your first step towards understanding, but you have to keep evolving in how you're challenging yourself as well. So to go from this podcast, right? Made for students. The speed is the same, but it is made for students. The topics, right? To go from this straight into some, you know, young American cute athlete, to go straight from one to the other, I think we're missing some steps. I think we need some more preparation before we expect to go from this podcast into a total native situation and understand everything.
Exactly. And one of those steps could be getting into our course, the Connected Communicator, guys. So what we do in that course is we give you the strategies. So as you guys know, I went around the US and I interviewed people from different regions of the country. And then we put those into video lessons where we show you the strategies to listen to those natural conversations in interviews. So you get a little bit of both. You get the natural interviews, you know, random people just saying anything, everything and anything. And then you get the strategies to understand how to listen and understand. And that's the middle step in my mind.
No, exactly. I mean, you're not going to teach yourself strategies in a system that you don't know, right? Like there are skills you need. There are specific things you can do before entering the situation, while in the situation, and after the situation, so you are better prepared for next time. There are real things you can do to prepare yourself, right? Yeah. To deal with what's happening. So that's definitely the middle step. Maybe listeners on this show aren't familiar with my dog Ozzy as much as the IELTS Energy listeners, but that's what's happening in the background. So
Ozzy likes to make an appearance every once in a while. How's he doing these days?
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, he just got a bath. He's awesome. So
oh, good.
right? So that's the thing. Like all of these videos, you guys. The accents, the speed, the informal vocab and grammar and intonation, everything is native and natural. So you're exposed to this, but you're given the tools to deal with it. So you're practicing understanding. And then when you do get into the situation with the cute American athlete, maybe you'll be able to have a more personal conversation.
There you go. You'll be ready, fully ready and prepared. You will be glad you'll have practiced more. I love that. All right. So yeah. So the way to get into that course, guys, what you can do is you can actually grab your first lesson for free. You can get the 7 simple secrets to connection in English. You can go to allearsenglish.com/secrets. And when you get through that free video lesson, we'll show you how to get into the course to get all 72 lessons and the step-by-step strategy that we have, the bridge to connection method. Very cool.
And just as a last note here, guys, one of the biggest like advantages, one of the things things that we hear a lot from students that they love about the course is getting to learn about the culture, yeah. right? Getting to know what we talk about and why we talk about it. So there are a lot of recommendations for classic movies, right? The movies we talk about, the TV shows. So if we could recommend some sports-specific movies for Lillian to get into this topic, well, the first isn't a movie. It's a TV show. Well, it is a movie, but then it was a TV show called Friday Night Lights about high school football in Texas. It's super soap opera-y, and I love it.
Yeah, and it's also super American, right?
Oh, my God. You don't get more American than Texas football. That's like – even my accent changed if I'm like, Texas football.
Yeah. Like that's so funny. I love that. What else can we watch?
There's another movie. It's a little bit older, but it's such a classic. It's so sweet and lovely. It's called Rudy.
And, oh, I love that movie.
Based on a true story, right? It's fantastic. I love that movie.
Great movie. Great movie. Saw it a bunch of times when I was a kid. Yeah, good one.
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
And then one that came out a little more recently is called Prefontaine, also based on a true story about a runner called Steve Prefontaine. So starring the amazingly handsome Jared Leto. So there's, you know, cute American athletes. There's one for you.
Oh, Jared Leto. Did he pass away or is he still around? I'm trying to think
He's still around.
He's still around. Okay, I was thinking of River Phoenix is who I was thinking of. He passed away.
Oh, but that
didn't
was
he?
Forever ago. That
I was know. I've been tuned out for a while.
I think we can safely say that if you have pop culture questions, guys, if you're in our course, you have reference questions about pop culture, come to me. Okay. Yeah, I think right. I'm more up to date.
You definitely are. You are more in tune with that stuff. I think River Phoenix died in like, what, 94 or something like that?
Maybe before that, man. That's like forever ago.
Anyways, I have other strengths.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tons. Like huge, enormous, innumerable strengths.
All right. This has been great. Thank you to Lillian for this question. Really good question. Again, guys, send in your questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Make them good questions and we will answer them on the show. Awesome. And Jessica, we will see you in Boston.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Okay. See you there.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.